animal liberation. The dog says, as of now, he's to be called a fur-bearing quadruped because dog has a demeaning sound. I'll try to oblige, I've said, but privately I still think of him as hound. The cat says feline is now the proper word and has more dignity than cat. I don't want her to feel insulted, anything but that. They even say the big old tree should be a woody plant instead. Tree evokes the sound of saws, is offensive, not well meant, they said. Woody plant is nothing very new, and tree sounds excluded from a bush's point of view. That is what it's all about. The bushes mustn't feel left out. Now the fur-bearing quadruped wants to change to canine, which, as far as I'm concerned, is fine, since the other designation never quite caught on. It was too inclusive. It struck a jarring note. There were objections from some foxes, a wolf pack, and a stoat. The cat has meanwhile moved on to another thing, to Felis domesticus, which is Latin and has a certain ring. I went to sit down under the woody plant in a sort of mental fog and noticed that the whatever still ate from the bowl marked dog. I'm getting used to the new terminology, but now he says he's going to reclaim mutt.